Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
There he is.
Good morning, Philip.
Yeah, what's up there, brother?
Today's pen color is black, I see.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
And the clip is broken off, too.
Yes, I'm sure you've done that.
No, I think it was done for me. This pen's got a little age on it.
Does it? So,
yeah, it does. It's not a quill pen, but it's got, you know.
It's vintage.
It is vintage, right?
Kind of like we are.
Yes, we are getting that way every day.
How was your, I'm playing footsie again with you. How was your evening, buddy?
It was good.
You had Grandpa duty last night?
Grandpa duty, and then we kind of celebrated an early anniversary. Today's our actual wedding anniversary.
Who?
The one girl I married, June.
So, June, yeah.
So
poor woman.
Right.
But well, anyway.
I'm going to get her some nachos at the concession stand tonight.
So. what are you going to bring her? Just the empty tray back?
No. The trouble is it's hard to keep them warm on the way home.
It is.
Yeah.
Set on them.
Oh, that's a good idea. They'll crunch up, though.
That's okay. She has more.
I suppose.
You know what I mean? And just throw them in the microwave. Then here, babe.
Only the best.
Yeah, only the best for you.
Might get her a Snickers bar, too, if they have them.
So, last night, I had some chicken.
Yeah. Is this cooking with Henry?
Yeah,
right?
Cooking with Henry. I take this canned chunk chicken, and I put it in a bowl.
All right.
And I put hot mustard and a little bit of mayonnaise. And it's kind of like a chicken... You know, like a chicken salad.
Oh, okay.
But I don't use bread. And the doctor told me yesterday, no breads, no starches, nothing, no crackers. You see, I love crackers.
Oh, yeah.
So I got these crackers out. And
defying doctor's orders.
No.
Oh, come on.
So, and I dip, and each one of and my dogs get, they love a cracker dipped in this chicken salad, and then they eat it.
All right.
So they get one apiece, and they know this.
Okay.
So my youngest dog, Clementine, dipped it in there. She took the cracker and licked this cracker.
Okay.
Okay. I never saw her eat it. I found it last night, Phil.
Oh. Yeah.
In my bed.
I think that's a Barbara Mandrell song about eating crackers in bed. Pretty sure. Wow.
So last night at 10:15, I was changing the sheets on my bed.
A little crumbly in there.
Oh man,
that's too bad.
Not cool, Clemmie. She's going, whatever.
So what's the vet say about your dogs eating crackers? Because, you know, it's kind of the same thing for their diet, too, I would think.
I don't think they eat as many crackers as I do.
Oh, okay.
I love crackers. Oh, I mean, my favorite is like regular saltine crackers with peanut butter.
Really?
Oh, okay. Gosh, yes.
Yeah, that's good stuff. There's probably a cracker you could get that would fit your dietary restrictions.
She says no crackers, no sweets, no breads, no pasta. And I said, you know what? I just won't eat them. And I said, you're going to kill me. She goes, I never said that. And I said, it's basically the same thing.
Right. Right. Well, hoping to try and get you to live a little longer, I presume.
Yeah,
so I presume that's it.
I've eaten, last night for dessert, I had two apples.
Two apples?
Two apples, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So the nice Honeycrisp apples.
Ooh.
From our lovely lady, Judy, out there. Judy.
That's a great dessert.
They're so good. So good.
Well, but, good luck with that. Did you ask your doctor about cheese balls?
Can't have them.
Can't have them. Okay. Huh.
It's
even the red hot ones.
No, you can have those. I got those for Tim, Mr. Fabulous.
I don't want them.
Yeah, they're not hot.
Well, they sure look like they are. They're atomic cheese balls. Sheesh. I'm not trying them.
You're not going to try
them? No, I'm not trying them.
What? They're nice. They're nice red. They're just cheese balls.
I don't like spicy things.
You don't?
No. So. Hmm. I'll leave them for the rest of the staff.
Then they're still going to be there next week.
Probably.
And we'll have to throw them away.
Probably stale.
Maybe Ole can eat them.
Well, I don't know.
I don't think Ole has any taste buds left after all the Taco Bell he's eaten.
Not good for his
I tell you.
Doctor either.
Did you find any world records, buddy?
Did you hear about the Arizona man with the talent for basketball trick shots? He sank an underhand shot blindfolded from a distance of 60 feet. Jeremy Ware of Scottsdale earned his third Guinness World Record certificate after previously earning the record for most squats on a Swiss ball in 1 minute 37 and farthest basketball shot made backwards, 85 feet and 5 inches.
This is as long as a high school basketball court.
Yes, it is. Blindfolded, throwing backwards. You know, I can't believe it. But I wonder how many tries he had before he did it. But he made it.
Philip, fastest 100-meter running on all fours.
Wow.
15.71 seconds. Okay. From Japan, Kenichi Oto. Kenichi runs on all fours, mimicking the primate, and has achieved the fastest time over 100 meters.
Oof.
That's crazy.
I think they used to call it the bear crawl.
Yes.
Back in the day. You don't put your knees down.
No. Nope. That used to be a punishment for
exactly
a lot of it. Uh-huh. Henry had to see the old bear crawl.
Yeah.
And sometimes you do the bear crawl backwards, you know.
That's hard, too.
That's hard. But it's very good for athletes to do that. And now they even put a weight ball on your stomach when you do it backwards.
Do it backwards. Then there's the crab crawl, frontwards and backwards.
Yes.
It's where you're down on your hands and, you know, you're backwards, a backwards bear crawl.
Yeah, yeah. And then they put a weight ball
right
on your tummy.
Uh-huh.
And that, a lot of athletes do that today. I mean, and they go up and down stairs with it now.
Oof.
Oh, I tell you, I mean, some of these athletes are crazy.
I used to cry when they'd make me do the bear crawl or crab crawl, mm-hmm. You know. I was a senior, and
I was a 13th grader.
Yeah. And, on the 5-year plan, were you?
Yeah.
Or six, or seven?
It doesn't matter. Can we just move on?
Somewhere. Yeah, okay.
What the longest distance pulled by a horse while on fire.
What?
Yes.
The horse is on fire?
No, longest distance pulled by a horse while a human's on fire.
Oh, gee.
500 feet.
Why?
Exactly. Joseph Todling from Austria was set on fire and dragged 500 feet by a horse in a jaw-dropping stunt, setting the world record for this fiery challenge. I mean, first of all, the guy's not right. Oh, he set me on fire and I'll let a horse pull me for 500 feet. I mean, we don't even think of dumb stuff like that.
No, I wouldn't even back in my day, you know. When you dare somebody.
I don't like fire. And the last thing, I love horses, but I don't want to be drugged by one for 500 feet while I'm on fire.
You're on fire.
And knowing my luck, whatever they're dragging me through would catch on fire, then I would be in prison for arson.
Oh, that's probably true.
Or
the ball bearings would fly out of your knees.
Right? It would. Here's one. Most people crushed by a bed of nails survived.
What?
A bed of nails. Here we go. There were 50 people crushed by a record-breaking fanatic successfully. They lay on a bed of nails while 50 people stood on top of them without injury.
Oh! Wow.
I tell you what, I go deep in the archives for some of these.
Yeah, buddy. You do.
So
that one makes me hurt.
I'm looking for one for this, because this one is most people crushed by a bed of nails survived. I'm looking for one most people crushed by a bed of nails non-survived.
Oh, boy.
That guy was probably the same guy that ran the... that was pulled by a horse for 500 feet.
Right. Well, they get their name in the record book.
Well, good luck.
Right. I think we were talking about it a while back about the rare piece that was knocked over by the young boy in the museum. Didn't we talk about that? I think we did. But good news, the rare bronze era jar that a 4-year-old accidentally mashed. Last month, a family from northern Israel was visiting the museum when their youngest son tipped it over. Restoration experts were able to carefully piece the 3,500-year-old item back together. The jar had been on display at Haifa's Hecht Museum for 35 years. The museum has tried to turn the incident into an educational opportunity. I wonder if they used Elmer's glue.
I don't know, but I guarantee I would have had a belt across my behind when I was growing up.
Well, it was an accident, you know.
But you know, keep your hands off stuff.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he just bumped into it. I don't know. But
I don't see how you could bump into an artifact like that if it's in a museum.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you see what I mean? I'd like to know the deets on that.
They glued it back together. Yeah. Mm.
Using Gorilla Glue.
Yeah, I was going to say, that stuff really works. That'll
yeah, and it takes about 3 hours if you glue your hands together to get them on.
And how would you know that, Henry?
It's a guess. I'm guessing, Phil. Oh,
boy.
Hey, farthest distance thrown in a cow patty throwing contest.
Really?
Yes.
Was that in Sauk City? Because I know they have the cow chip throwing contest.
Well, hold on here. 266 feet and 7.2 inches.
Wow.
I could try that one. But he still didn't throw it as far as a guy drugged through on fire with a horse.
Right.
Chad Durnham of the USA holds the world record for the longest throw of a dried cow patty, making this oddball tradition into a legendary feat.
Reminds me of one of my favorite Hollywood Squares moments. Remember, Paul Lynde was in the center square, and they would always set him up. And the question was something about the world cow chip throwing champion, and what does the world cow chip champion get? And Paul Lynde said, "Well, you certainly don't shake his hand."
Amen to that. All right, one more, buddy. Most ice cream scoops balanced on a cone. Give me a guess. Ice cream scoops balanced on one cone.
I'll say 20.
What about 125 scoops? Dimitri managed to balance 125 scoops of ice cream on a single cone without toppling them and make this the world record. Sweet and impressive from Italy.
Yes, I'll have 125 scoops, please. Wow.
You know what? Go down to Christy Sunnyside. I bet you they can at least give you two scoops.
They could.
They could.
Trouble is, I can't eat it fast enough, and when it's 85 degrees, it's going to be running down my hand and my arm.
That's why you have the glue.
Is that
the
right?
Gorilla Glue.
For what?
Keep your hand on the ice cream. You got to eat that. I mean, that's...
I know.
Everything's coming together.
Doesn't stop it from melting, though.
Yeah, buddy, have a good day.
Sounds good.
All right, and be kind.
That's Hank Bray.